May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from Romans chapter 8. This is verse 8 of Romans 8 through verse 11. Or verse 9, starting in verse 9. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to him. And if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. He's not talking about raising you from the dead, though he talks about if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is in you, he'll give life to your mortal bodies. Scripture tells us that the law of sin lives in our members, our mortal bodies, and so the Holy Spirit lives in us to give life to our mortal body, to over that in our weaknesses his strength might be made perfect. But I like what he says here, because if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead, it says in 2 Corinthians that in our weakness his strength is made perfect. You can't get a more weakened condition than being dead physically. That's kind of like the epitome, ultimately, of the weakened condition is dead. You can't do anything for yourself at all. But he says that if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he can do a lot of resurrection stuff in us who are still being confronted with the our own weaknesses and the temptation to give in to sin. Sin's power over us has been broken, but sin's presence is still in our flesh. And though it's no longer our master, we can be deceived and give in to it. Jesus is our Lord, and he's a greater power. And a matter of fact, he spells it out here saying, if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. So if Jesus, in the most weakened condition a human being could be, if the Spirit could raise somebody up out of that weakened condition, that same Spirit, if he can do that, then there's nothing in us, no matter what the weakness might be, that he can't overcome. With me? Start with, he dealt with the weakest, the baddest, meanest, toughest guy on the block when it comes to weakness, dead. And if that Spirit that raised him from the dead lives in you, there's no weakness in your life. No moral weakness, no emotional weakness, no whatever weakness in your life that he is not bigger than. So if it's issues like anxiety or fear or anger or depression or lust or greed or whatever, you know, envy, jealousy, criticalness, that's, he's able to overcome that because he overcame something that's the weakest thing that a human being can deal with. That we can have confidence in. And so one of the things we can do is just begin to thank him. Because notice what he says about the Holy Spirit. Because the script, we know that Scripture says that the Spirit's come to glorify Jesus. There's like this little sequence. He says, however, verse 9, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God, he refers to him as the Spirit of God, dwells in you. And then he says, but if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, Spirit of God, then he becomes more specific, the Spirit of Christ lives in you. Then he says, but if the Spirit of him who lives in you, Spirit of God, Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's come in us to be the Spirit of Christ. He's the one who makes real in us the life of Christ. He's the one who manifests the life of Christ in us. And so what he's talking about is Christ, by the Spirit, who raised him from the dead, able to overcome and conquer any weakness, any temptation that you might face. And so when you think about your life and you think about, oh gosh, Lord, I wouldn't struggle so much if I didn't struggle with this. Well, you weren't called to struggle with that. The one who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Let him struggle with that. Trust him to struggle with that. Trust him to overcome that. Instead of you trying to fight it, instead of you're trying to make new promises, sort of New Year's spiritual resolutions that you never keep, because he's the only one who can. So don't be despairing that you have all these weaknesses, because those weaknesses actually become the platform. They become the missing ingredient through which he can demonstrate his strength. Because God likes to show off. And he uses people like you and me. We have this treasure, the life of Christ, in earthen vessels. Frail, fragile earthen vessels. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the surpassing greatness of the power or the ability may be of God and not ourselves. So don't be despairing that you've got weaknesses. Jesus was pretty weak once too. He was dead. If the Holy Spirit can overcome that one, he can overcome all that. He's not threatened by the stuff you deal with. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.